You must stay at home. Stay at home.
Hello, and welcome to Lockdown, hosted by Steve Bomford with Mike Davis-Marks. Our armed forces operate in challenging environments. Week by week, we'll explore what we can learn from their experiences.
Hi, Steve. It's that time of the year when we all set New Year's resolutions, isn't it?
It is indeed. I've never been great with New Year's resolutions, so we came up with a plan of maybe asking some of our previous guests for their New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, that we had. 2021 was an extraordinary year for many reasons. But one of the things that really sticks in my mind is some of the fantastic guests you had on the podcasts.
Absolutely. And we hopefully have got some interesting resolutions here from our guests. But I also think I owe a bit of apology to our listeners as well, because talking about 2021, we had an enforced gap in our production schedule because myself and Rachel, the producer, both caught COVID, and Rachel's still a bit poorly.
Yeah, obviously I knew about that, and I'm pleased that you went through it almost unscathed, and we wish Rachel continuing recovery.
Thank you very much. But she's getting back into the office this afternoon to do the write-up for this very podcast. So I've put her to work, don't worry.
Okay, so I think you've got 10 of our wonderful guests have set New Year's resolutions for everyone to hear. So why don't we listen to the first three?
Yes, let's. Shall I introduce them?
Why not?
Why not? So we're going to have Mark Ormrod, Bex Fiennes, and Bill Oliphant. So we've kind of put these together in some little themes, or at least we think they're themes. But let's have a listen to see what they've got to say, and we'll come back and have a little chat.
Yes, let's. I can't wait to hear what their resolutions are.
My name is Mark Ormrod, and I had the great pleasure earlier this year of being on the Company of Makers podcast with Steve. And I'd like to very quickly share with you all, as we approach the end of 2021, what my New Year's resolution is going into 2022. So next year, my New Year's resolution is, and this may sound selfish, but it is to spend more time working on myself. We're all guilty of it. We all get caught up with work, with family, maybe not so much with hobbies and doing the things that we enjoy. And we've had a crazy 2 years. It's been very, very chaotic, and we've all had to put other people first. Next year, in the most unselfish way that I possibly can, I am going to focus on putting myself first and indulging in a little bit more self-care, because if I'm ran down, if you're ran down, if we have nothing left, then we can't do anything else for anyone else. So 2022, I am looking forward to you, and I'm looking forward to enjoying myself.
The past 12 months have been a challenge for us all in various different ways. You may recall from my previous podcast that I was a very busy person for a number of years, and sometimes people couldn't understand how I managed to fit it all in. At times, my bucket was overflowing, and I didn't realise just how much until recently. So my New Year's resolution for 2022 is to have a slower pace and maintain a healthy balance between family and work. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Good morning, Steve, and all at the Company of Makers. I'm Bill Oliphant. I'm the Chief Exec of the Royal Naval Association. So you've asked me what my New Year's resolution will be for 2022. Well, I'm looking back on 2021, and it seems to have been a busier year than ever, with everybody chasing their tails. So my New Year's resolution for 2022 is going to be that I will put half an hour in my diary at the end of the day to reflect on what we've done, where we're going, and how we can do it better.
Mark, Bex, and Bill. What did you think, Mike?
I thought they were great, actually. And what was interesting is there was a common theme running between all three about spending a bit more time on themselves rather than other people, not in a selfish way, but in a, you know, not running around. I mean, Mark was talking about, you know, spending a bit more me time, and boy, does he do a lot of stuff for other people, you know, which is extraordinary. Bill, you know, was talking about being a bit more reflective and putting aside some time every day at the end of the day just to process what's going on rather than just to have it all sort of running together. And Bex, you know, talked about her bucket overflowing and wanting to establish a more healthy balance of work, life in 2022. So there was a common theme running through all three.
Absolutely. I think, is it true, do you think, that COVID has made us busier and also focusing on other people in the way that only you only realise looking back like we are in this episode?
I think that's true for some people, but not for all. I mean, I think what's extraordinary about these three people that we've just listened to is that they all are part of either an organisation or some form that helps other people. So, you know, Mark, despite, you know, what he's been through, spends his time raising money, doing extraordinary things and challenges to raise money for other people, which is, you know, absolutely jaw-dropping. You know, Bill runs the Royal Naval Association, and that does, you know, that's a huge support network for veterans, naval veterans. And Bex just has, she's a serving petty officer, and she just has so much to do at work as well as cope with the demands of Sebastian and others.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. They're all people that do a lot for others. And maybe next year, 2022, they'll be able to create some space and time for themselves and their families.
I think so, Steve. And I think that that's actually a good news resolution for all of us, is to actually make sure that we get the balance right, that we don't do so much that we burn out, that we keep a healthy balance between life and work, so that actually what we do is more effective. So I think that's a good news resolution for everybody, really.
I might steal that one. That's quite a good one. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Shall we listen to some more?
Yes, let's. Next up, we have Bridget Nicholson and Janine Potts.
Hello, friends. I'm Bridget Nicholson. I was on the lockdown podcast last year talking about cancer and death. That one's still out there if you want to treat yourself, although I can't imagine why you would. I've been asked to tell you about my New Year's resolutions. The trouble is, I'm not really the kind of person who makes New Year's resolutions. I tend to find that having big goals of being better or smarter or fitter, more wonderful, kinder at New Year, they don't really work out for me. I tend to do things in a more sort of habit-based kind of way. So I won't be making any New Year's resolutions, because you don't have to. We could all be enough as we are and be fine with that. I hope that you have a fantastic 2022 and that it brings you lots of joy and the things that you need. Bye.
Hi, everybody. I'm Janine. I recorded a podcast earlier this year with Steve at Company of Makers and R&RMC. I just wanted to wish everybody Happy New Year. I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but I like to focus on reflections. And I think what I'm going to do more for 2022 is focus on happiness and self-love and obviously work towards what I'm going to do post the military. So I wish you all a Happy New Year. And from me to you, Happy New Year!
So, Mike, that's two guests on our New Year's resolution episode who don't give us a New Year's resolution.
And, Steve, I think that's perfectly fine, because actually, as Bridget said, you don't have to. And she's right. You know, those of us that do set New Year's resolutions often fail. So you could say, what's the point? But I think what they were saying is actually you don't need once a year to say this is what I'm going to do next year without, you know, with having set goals and things like that. You know, you can still map out. You can have a resolution on the 23rd of March if you want to do things better or be kinder or things. So it doesn't have to be done on a specific date. And I thought that was that was fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things that's come out in the episodes over the past 12 months is about having little goals as well. You know, a New Year's resolution sounds big because it's for a year, but I think it's okay to have daily goals or weekly goals or habits, I think, as Bridget put it.
Yeah, I do actually think it is important to set yourself goals. You know, whether you do that on the 1st of January or not is a moot point. But I think how do you chart what you want to do in the future if you don't have a vision of where you want to get to? And a vision is a set of goals. So I completely get that. And this relates back to something that you and I have spoken about many times over the last year, which is sense of purpose. So sense of purpose, vision, setting yourself goals, not necessarily New Year's resolution, I think are very important for our health and well-being.
I think you're right there. And Janine, talking about the future beyond the Royal Navy.
Yeah, I just caught that. And interestingly, we know that actually when people have a very successful career in the armed forces, like Janine has had, and she's now approaching the end of that service and thinking about what comes next, that's when recalibrating her sense of purpose becomes really important, because she knows what her sense of purpose is now. She's now got to recast that to life after the Navy and what her sense of purpose will be. And I think that's a really important thing to do.
I agree, but I'm also quite looking forward to finding out what she does do.
I bet it'll be brilliant. I mean, she's such a bubbly character. I think anybody that works with her in the future will be lucky to work with her.
I think if enthusiasm was money, she'd be a very rich lady indeed.
I think it's a very big part of, the richness of life, not necessarily financial, but general health and well-being. Okay, that was another two interesting one and quite different from the first three. So who have we got next?
Next up, we have Dan and Pascal from Stars and Spokes, who are planning on a bit more cycling. You'll be surprised to hear. And then Pete Reed.
Great. Let's listen to them.
Hi there. My name is Pascal. I am one half of Stars and Spokes.
I'm Dan. I'm the other half.
And next year, we'll be cycling unsupported across the US, 5,000 kilometres in just 35 days. Why are we doing it, Dan?
Because we're raising money for mental health, Pascal. 100% of all of our donations goes through to the Royal Navy Royal Marines charity.
And do we have any New Year's resolutions, Dan?
Well, we do.
Okay, brilliant. What's yours? Yeah. What's yours?
So my New Year's resolution is to actually go outside and ride on my bike, because all winter I've just been doing inside turbo training, and so I need to get out more.
Perfect. And my New Year's resolution is the same as it is every year. I'm going to eat more cake to fuel the cycling that we're going to be doing over the next
Doesn't
months.
Doesn't need it.
Cheers, Ed. See you later. Thanks.
Hello everyone, Pete Reed here. I'm thinking of New Year's resolutions, and I'm thinking of something that I'm not very good at all and I need to improve at, and that is asking for help. I need to be much better at it. So there you go, New Year's resolution, ask for help. In the meantime, lots of challenge and change going on at the moment, so make sure you ask for help and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Stay safe, stay warm, stay well fed, and I'll see you in the new year.
Dan, Pascal and Pete, very sporty people, I think.
Not just sport, but elite sport. I mean, we all know about Pete and his triple Olympic gold medals in three successive Olympics at rowing, which is extraordinary. And then the challenges he's faced since he's had his spinal stroke. But Dan and Pascal cycling 5,000 kilometres across the US in 35 days in the heat of July? Really?
It's not for me. I struggle to cycle around Southsea.
Yeah, I've seen you struggling too. But actually, the cause they're doing it for, military mental health through the Royal Navy Royal Marines charity, is a hugely worthy one. I know that you, as company makers, entirely your central focus is to try and raise awareness of military mental health and to do something about it. So, I mean, that's a really good cause. And I suppose this will be quite a good vehicle just to shout out to any potential sponsors or donors that, go to their website and have a look and please give, because what they're doing is for a very, very worthy cause.
It is a very worthy cause, and we can put the link to their website in the description below.
Indeed. But on a slightly more flippant note, I think I might adopt Pascal's New Year's resolution, which was to eat more cake. I mean, he of course has the let out that he actually burns it off, and I think most people agree that I probably don't do anywhere near enough exercise to burn off more cake. But I like the idea of that as a resolution, even if I omit the second bit of it.
I couldn't possibly comment. Maybe you should start cycling again.
Yeah, well, I have got a bicycle, and like Dan says, I need to spend a bit more time on it outside, so that's fine. Pete's was a really interesting one. So, you know, if you look at everything that Pete's done, you wouldn't imagine that he's someone that needs to think about asking for help. But so the fact that his New Year's resolution was to ask for help more often or identify when he needs to ask for help, I thought was really thought-provoking.
Yeah, he's received a lot of medical help, which is something that you can kind of have sort of no choice in some ways. But he's obviously helped himself in terms of regaining his mobility and his fitness so he can have a relatively normal life. But yes, I was quite surprised by that.
Yeah, but the more you get to know Pete Reed, the more you know that this titan of a sportsman rower now, you know, facing a new challenge of learning to walk again, is actually one of the most humble, self-effacing individuals I've ever met. I really, really respect him in every way. And the fact that this is his New Year's resolution just, you know, amplifies that respect.
Yeah, great role model for everybody, I think, and inspirational too.
So you've got some more. Have you got some more New Year's resolutions to come?
So, yes, we have two more guests. We have Craig Jones and we have Tip Cullen.
I'm really, really impressed you've remembered all their names, Steve. Well done.
It's an age thing, Mike. You know all about it.
Thank you. Let's listen to them.
Hi, it's Craig Jones, Joint Chief Executive of Fighting With Pride. Despite the challenges, my New Year's resolution for 2022 will be to meet as many people as I possibly can. One of the things that we've missed in the last year is being together with people, and that's something that we should look forward to. Have a great 2022.
Hello, my name is Tip Cullen. My New Year resolution is to be resilient through kindness. Why? Because we've all got to be resilient, especially on beautiful days like this. But what I find is kindness, not only does it help everyone, but it helps yourself as well. So it's resilience through kindness for my New Year's resolution. Thank you.
So Steve, Craig and Tip, two very different characters, but actually I really like Craig's, and Tip's was very thought-provoking. What do you think?
I'd agree. I think, Craig, talking about meeting new people and meeting lots of people is something that we've probably all missed. And I think you probably missed it because you seem to talk more than anybody I know.
I knew you'd get something in there. I do. I mean, you know, 2020, 2021 has, you know, and the various lockdowns that we've had imposed on us, rightly or wrongly, have meant that we haven't been able to get out and meet many people. Even now, there are restrictions in meeting lots of people. And so, actually, I do like that. And I do hope that behind that New Year's resolution of meeting more people is also the ability that we've, you know, got this thing behind us and can do that.
I'd agree. I think it's a reflection of the challenging times that we've had over, the last 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah, well, although in Craig's, you know, a case, I think he's had challenging times since he, you know, decided to join the Navy and everything that entailed with that. So, you know, he's just one challenge after another. Tip, resilience through kindness, he said. What did you make of that?
Do you know, it's almost spiritual in the way he talks about, isn't it? I think what he's talking about is being, you know, resilience is obviously, you know, how you respond to challenges. But I think being kind to yourself as well as other people is really important.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's probably what he was getting at. And of course, the listeners won't be able to see the video clip that you and I have seen. But perhaps he's auditioning for a part as the Messiah or something like that. There's certainly a Messiah-like quality to his little clip.
Yes, he certainly looks the part. Beautiful beard, but I'm not sure his wife is that keen on it.
No, and he's yet to produce the 5,000 loaves and fish or whatever it is that he needs to do.
Well, if he does that, he's probably going to be a busy boy.
Anyway, so a great bunch of New Year's resolutions. I thought you said there were 10, and my poor maths has only counted up 9.
Okay, so we've had a cheeky one. So this is Mark Perryman, who's actually a friend. I suppose he's allowed to be a little bit cheeky. But let's have a little listen to Mark's quite short New Year's resolution. And yes, maybe a bit of mirth for you.
I'm Mark Perryman. My New Year's resolution is to make sure that I keep reminding Steve Bomford to set up screen sharing on the photography workshops.
Well, that's my professional competence laid bare.
I don't think it's just you, Steve, although I quite understand it in this case. I think some new phrases have entered the dictionary in the last 2 years, like you're on mute, or you need to enable share screens, or you need to turn your camera on. So I think we've learnt an all new Zoom or Microsoft Teams language in the last year and three quarters.
I think we have, but I think Mark's point is that I think it took me about 8 months to realise that I need to switch it on before the call or before they start sharing. But anyway, my bad.
8 months is quite good for you. I'd say that was quite quick on your track record.
I'm a fast learner, as you know.
So we've listened to all 10, really quite a variety of different resolutions, including two from both Bridget and Janine that didn't have one, but all thought-provoking, I thought, and interesting, and a reflection of the diversity and variety of podcast guests you've had, fantastic guests that you've had during the last 12 months.
Yes, I quite agree. I'm going to have to thank you as well, aren't I? Because it's you're obviously an integral part of this. It goes against the grain to say this, but thank you very much for your help and support. Couldn't have done it without you.
I'm sure you could, and it's very nice of you to say that. I mean, we ought to give a shout out to Rachel, who's the one person that works behind the scenes and actually doesn't get to get her voice on the podcast, but she's done a brilliant job. Producing this and also keeping you in check.
It's all about standards, apparently. I have mine are very low, hers aren't. That doesn't even make sense considering she's with me, but yeah, that's another episode.
I do seem to remember one of my reports said MDM keeps very low standards or strives for very low standards, which he regularly fails to achieve, or something along those lines. Anyway, this is the point, I think, that we need to give a shout out to Royal Navy Royalmen's Charity, who have supported us through this year in enabling this podcast series to come out, and the brilliant work they do, to the company makers, your company that does so much for raising awareness of military mental health and putting on a variety of different interesting workshops for veterans to get involved with, and also to wish you and Rachel and everybody that's been part of this journey a really fantastic Happy New Year, and looking forward to a better 2022 than 2021.
I'm not sure there's anything I can add to that apart from to say Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening. The Royal Navy and Royal Marines Charity exists to support sailors, marines and their families for life. If you or someone you know could do with some support, give them a call on 023 93 87 15 68 or drop them an email on support@rnrmc.org.uk. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more, please subscribe.